that's something I've been concerned about too, and I'm looking at different coops and different enclosures and whatnot, because we don't have a single tree on our property. We got a tree line buttoned up to the farmer's field. Other than that, it's wide open, so anything that wants to peek the chickens is going to be able to see the chickens and try to eat the chickens. So if it's got four legs and walks on the ground, I can handle that, but if it's coming from the sky, I can't legally shoot an eagle.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. But you got to watch out, too, for, what are those little weasels? Weasels also. So if you get an enclosure, make sure that it's either on a cement slab or something that you might have to dig down, put a rat wall in there maybe. You just want to keep out all the varmint. In the base of the chicken coop, you want to put some type of chicken wire or something that ferrets or weasels or groundhogs or anything don't get in there and do anything crazy. So there's a lot of research into it, and I'm still researching it. And when we come up with a solid thing for it, then we'll work on getting the ordinance wrote up for it all. But yeah, there's a couple people that want chickens back in the city, and I'm one of them. I'm also the chairman of the planning commission, so I don't have a lot of influence, but I got some people that we can talk to.